What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, the new head coach, Texas A&M, Coach Christian, on the Island campus down there in Texas. Coach Jim Shaw with me. Coach, how are you down there in Corpus Christi today, man? Is it real hot today down there, man?
Oh, on the island, it's almost 100 degrees with the heat index of 110. So it's definitely hot, but a beautiful place to be year round. When it gets to December, January, and February, when it's 65 on the daily average, everybody will be envying us, but right now it is pretty hot.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, man, so how has it been for you, man, getting elevated to this head coaching job, taking over moving over six inches now for Coach Lutz, man? So how's it been for you making all the decisions now? Everything stops at your doorstep now.
Oh yeah, no question, boss man. Every day there's a decision to be made, even little things that you didn't realize as an assistant that the head coach had to make a decision on. Stuff behind the scenes, small stuff like meal plans and obviously you've got the bigger decisions on, players to recruit and who to sign and games to play. But there's a lot of decision fatigue that wears on your mind even in the after hours at night when you're trying to sleep. But it's been good. It's been a great opportunity and I'm very thankful for it.
I hear that, Coach Shaw. I can only imagine because, my dad's a coach. So I saw my dad go through that. He said, JR, I was going to coaching. I don't want to have great hair like you, Dad. That's why on the radio, I win every day.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't have to worry about it like you did, Pops. But yeah, but like I said, seeing my dad go through that, man, I can only imagine what it is. It's like he's trying to get through each day. Today.
That's correct. I asked one of the assistants, can we get through the day that today we've been working out 4 days a week for about an hour each day, and today's the last day. We let them do some conditioning early in the morning on Fridays. So I was like, can we get through the day? Can we basically get through the week of basketball? But we got through. It was a good workout.
No doubt. Man, I'll give Coach Shaw, at what point did you want to become a coach, man? Like, at what point did you know that this is my life calling? I want to get in this business and coach young men.
That's a great question. My father was a high school basketball coach himself, so we moved all around the state of Texas. Him being a high school basketball coach and public school teacher, mom being a public school teacher too. But I don't think it really hit me that I wanted to coach as a career until I went to be a graduate assistant at UTEP. Coach Billy Gillespie was the head coach when I first got there. And then my second year as a GA was Doc Sadler, the former head coach at UTEP, Nebraska and Southern Miss. And then we went to about two NCAAs in my time there, tournaments, and just got hooked from there. And at that point, after that unbelievable success as a graduate assistant, I said, hey, this is what I want to do, and been fortunate enough to stay Division I basketball my entire career.
100%. And, you know, you guys at Texas A&M Corpus Christi going to the tournament again, winning the South Conference, I feel like, man, you all should have got a higher seed, but that's another day, another debate for another day. But it's like, man, you all win. So how is it being trying to schedule games when people know you all win into the tournament? How has that been for you, man?
It was actually more difficult last year. So last spring and summer, I was in charge of scheduling games for Coach Lutz, and it was the most difficult that it could ever be because we had all those returners. This year has been a little bit easier because a number of the, you know, you get all the information as far as who's coming back, who's been in the portal, who's transferred. So we've signed 9 new players. Only 3 players are coming back so far off of last year's team, and we still have 1 scholarship available. So it's been a lot easier than you think, but there is still a little bit of a respect factor as far as they understand we have the resources, we have the blueprint on how to run a successful program at our level. But it's a little bit easier maybe than you would imagine, just because of the turnover in the roster.
No doubt. And this time of year, having 9 new guys is very important because, you know, this time where you can bond, see what you have, kind of get a feel for. So I'm assuming with your hour that you have, that you use during the week here each day, is it more install or is it more an individualized drill to get them better?
It's probably three phases. Part of it's individual skill development. So we'll take at least 1 a day, usually on Monday, to do individual skill development to help our players individually get better at their skills and what they need to work on. And then we'll take a couple days to do small group sessions where we're putting in defensive and offensive principles and either, you know, a one-on-one, like a closeout step slide drill, or 2-on-2. And then, you know, we'll get into some, you know, some 4-on-4 shooting drills to where we have, you know, we're working on our motion offense. And then 1 day a week, what we've done is we've let them essentially just play 5-on-5. We put some rules in so we can kind of see exactly what we've got and allow them to play with each other and get a bond together in that regard. So we've broken it down in those 3 stages: implementation of offensive defense in a small group setting, letting them play, and then individual skill work.
And in the 5-on-5 games, you see who actually's taking that drill work that you're doing into actual practice of a game setting, because, you know, I don't know, this being a coach's kids, you do all the drill work you want to, but do you apply the drill work when you're playing?
Yeah,
that's the big key right there.
No, exactly. And we're trying to teach them to play, obviously, pace and space, motion, how to read your defender, not just stare at the ball. And so sometimes it translates over, and sometimes it doesn't. They get going too fast, and they don't realize, oh, that's what, and you got to stop them afterwards and say, hey, so that guy tight curled, you got to raise up, or hey, you got to jump stop play off 2 feet. When someone drives baseline, you got to drift to the corner. But we're just trying to teach them how to play in those small group settings that we practice. But you are correct. Sometimes it doesn't translate over to the 5-on-5 games because they get going too fast, essentially, and hopefully it'll slow down for them as the season comes.
You know, Coach Shaw, my dad was big on his guys setting solid screens. Sometimes when you do those passes, screen, right drills, guys don't really set. He's like, no, you set the screen. Don't just do it. We didn't do a pass screen either way. He would always go off about that. Set the screen. We're doing this for a reason. Pass the screen away for a game set. Don't fake the screen. Just set a real screen. He would always get mad and whistle start cursing.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. There's some players that like contact more than others, and so even through the years, last couple of years, especially as we were playing motion here at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, we would have individual sessions after every game, good and bad offense, good and bad defense, and usually those players that go set, they're not, everybody calls the ball screen where they slip out of it a go screen, but sometimes those are called go screens where someone goes screens away and they kind of just, I don't want to hit anybody. But yeah, no, it's definitely part of what we're trying to do. You got to be able to set a legitimate screen at the moment of truth, enjoy and embrace the contact to get your teammate open.
No doubt. And then a few coaches, Sean, how much do you show your guys the NBA on film? Because I feel like this fast finals with Denver and Miami, that was some high-level basketball that could help any team. Teams are about winning, being selfless, everything you want as a coach. I think those two teams embody. So how much do you show your guys the NBA clips just to kind of teach them about how basketball is at the highest level?
Yeah, we probably should do it more. We don't necessarily break it down like you would on Sports Tech or Synergy and show it to them. But we like to send them maybe either clips of podcasts or clips of, some highlights or someone saying something on Twitter or Instagram about what it takes to be a really good player at the highest level. But you make a good point. We probably need to go back and watch those finals over again and show them how to move the ball, make the right play. Defensive toughness, rotations on defense, from both sides. Reminds me a little bit of the San Antonio Spurs when they had their dynasty, because we're down here in South Texas. But probably a good idea. We don't do it as much. We need to start doing it. It's something maybe we can incorporate.
Yeah, the Spurs. I tell you what, I love Coach Popovich. I know he's a road coach, but he always gives us media here, time of day. But I appreciate it about him. He's always really fun to talk to. And we get talking about wine. It's a great conversation.
Yeah, I've heard he's definitely the connoisseur of wine, so never got a chance to really talk to him, but he's obviously been a fan of the Spurs for a long, long time.
And being Texas coach, y'all, you have a lot of talent right there in your backyard. So recruiting wise, as you build this thing out even farther, do you really have to leave Texas unless you really want to find talent? I know you can, of course, but do you really have to leave unless you want to?
Oh, that, yeah, there's, I mean, Texas high school basketball. They have an athletic period here in the state of Texas, the Universal Interscholastic League, which is the governing body that governs interscholastic sports. So you can have really, really good coaches that get to practice with their players year round. And no, there's some really good talent. And there's also really good junior college coaches and players, whether it be in the East Texas League or the West Texas League or even the North Texas League. So if you want to, you could build your entire roster from either Texas junior college players or Texas high school players. But I will say, being here on the Island University, beautiful campus, there's an intrigue throughout the country of, man, that's a great place to be. So we've recruited a little bit more of the entire state, or excuse me, the entire country. More than I thought you could before I came down here. But we definitely would love to have Texas players first and foremost, and then branch out from there.
100%. And like it's a very beautiful campus. And I know making those tournaments runs definitely helped you as well for sure. And looking at your conference, the Southland Conference, talk about just the quality of basketball in your conference and how tough it is night and day, night and night. I feel like some talented coaches down there in your league, man. But it's so tough. And I think people don't really realize how much of a gauntlet that league is every night.
Yeah, it's a very, very athletic league, and over the last couple of years that I've been in it, it's been a very fast-paced league on the offensive end. Every league's a little bit different, but there's really, really talented guards. Some maybe fewer and far between talented big men, but everyone seems to be really, really, really athletic. So in order to get around someone, you have to have a level of quickness, a level of burst. And night in and night out, you're gonna get their best shot. So it's a great league to be in if you love high, fast-paced, athletic basketball and high scoring.
The last one for you, Coach, man. We're foodies around here on the Boss Man Show. So let me ask you, what's some cool food spots out at Corpus Christi for listeners down there who want to come watch you play or this week when we're down there in Texas, man? What's the place you still have to go to when you come down to the island city of Corpus Christi down there, man?
Well, I think the first thing you got to talk about the birthplace of Whataburger is Corpus Christi. So I know maybe that's not a high level spot, but if you come down, you got to get some Whataburger. I know it's branched out all over the country, but it was founded here in Corpus Christi. Outside of that, you know, downtown Water Street Oyster Bar. If you want some seafood, they have fresh catch every day. They'll have a catch of the day. But all, you know, whether it be shrimp, lobster, crab, salmon, redfish, which is big down here in the coastal bend, I would probably recommend that first and foremost. But so that kind of gives you the best of the best in Water Street Oyster Bar and great seafood, and then Whataburger if you want the hometown fast food chain.
Now Whataburger, I see I can never go to it because the line's so long. Like every time I want to go over there, like I don't want to be in the car for an hour to get some food. But I haven't been there. They're finally coming to Atlanta. And it's like I want to go try it, but like man, the line is like out on the street, man.
Yeah, it'll calm down. It's just like I guess when In-N-Out Burger came to Texas, like everybody was in awe and wanted to know what that was all about. So I'm sure once Whataburger's, you know, it's been there for a while in Atlanta, it'll calm down. But it is a good food. They got the patty melt. They got obviously your regular hamburgers and a little bit of everything. I definitely would recommend somebody try it.
You know what's funny, Coach? We got security directing the traffic into the Whataburger.
Oh wow.
Yes, we got security directing the traffic in there, man. It's like, I don't have time to sit here for an hour just to give me, I want to try so bad, I do. And I looked on Uber Eats, I looked on DoorDash, they're not doing it. It's only drive through only right now. So I was like, man, I want to try so bad, man. I really do.
Oh, you'll get there soon enough. You got to tell me what you think once you get a chance to taste it.
I sure will, Coach. I'll get your number offline when we get through recording. I'm going to get your number offline. I'll put it in my phone. I'll definitely shoot you a text when I get it, man. I'm going to shoot you and say, I got it, man. I finally got the Whataburger. Finally did it.
There you go. No, it's good. I think you'll definitely enjoy it.
No doubt, folks. That's Jim Shaw here in the Boss Man Show, Corpus Christi, Texas, down there. It's Corpus Christi doing a big thing with the Honors down in South Conference. The Honors, the University, man, Island City, man. Great view. Check those guys out on Twitter, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.